Sarah Anderson from the Institute of Policy Studies has been talking with us about the case of Chilean dictator General Pinochet and efforts to prosecute him for his crimes against humanity. Now, these two Cubans, who were they? What was their background?
They were right-wing Cubans who were anti-Castro Cubans involved in all kinds of other crimes related to trying to get rid of Castro. And so they formed an alliance. They come from very different parts of the world, Chile and Cuba, but they had, I guess, some common ground there in trying to... they were, very opposed to any kind of communist influence, and so if the Chileans presented Letelier as some kind of, supporter of socialism, they were all for being involved in that plot, and, they were hired to do it. They were, in my mind, just cheap thugs that were willing to carry out this really hideous crime.
These thugs, do you think they had any relationship prior to this with the CIA? Either through the Bay of Pigs or some other.
Yeah, I'm not aware of that. It's definitely possible. And also mentioned that what happened recently was that one of them had been in prison in California and was paroled, but he was detained because they couldn't extradite him to Cuba, I guess. So he was in INS detainment after being released from prison, and there was quite an upswell of support for him in the Cuban community in Florida, where people were demonstrating outside the INS, calling him a freedom fighter. And that was really hard, for relatives of the Letelier Moffat families to see. Even after all these years, these guys are still considered heroes among the, extremist right-wing anti-Castro Cubans in the Miami area.
So one person's freedom fighters is another person's terrorist.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's perhaps one of the most dangerous things about what's going on now is that counter-terrorism really means counter anyone that opposes us.
Right.
As we look at this case, where is it now in terms of we have all these people in jail, some people have come out of jail. It also strikes me this is also another classic case of blowback. We put in this government, they turn around and detonate a bomb in the nation's capital. Where does it stand now? Pinochet walks freely in Chile. What's going to happen with him?
Okay. Well, there are a number of possibilities. He was under house arrest for a while in Chile, but then when they ruled him mentally unfit for trial last summer, he got out. Last fall, he had a big birthday party for a couple hundred people, but it's kind of amusing since he was ruled mentally unfit, and theoretically, if he becomes mentally not unfit, then he should go on trial. So people are always very careful to emphasize, for example, that, oh, yeah, he threw this great birthday party, but he was acting a little strange, they always have to keep reminding people or making the case that he is mentally not altogether there. I find it pretty questionable. But now that ruling that he was mentally unfit has been appealed to the Chilean Supreme Court, and just in January, they agreed to review the case. So it is not 100% dead, even in Chile, even in his home country. And then, as I said, there are cases against him in a number of other countries. Some of the more interesting ones include in France, where under French law, they're able to try a person in absentia. This is not true in Spain, one of the cases that's gotten the most attention, but in France they can. And we have heard that they are moving towards trying him in absentia in France, maybe in the next several months. So that could be something interesting to look at. Then in the United States, as I mentioned, after Pinochet was arrested in London, the investigation of Pinochet for the Letelier Moffat case here was reopened. And they actually, did serious investigation. They sent a team down to Chile. They reviewed documents, reviewed, newly discovered documents and so forth. And according to our sources, an indictment of Pinochet was prepared under the Clinton administration shortly before they left office. And so it is now in the hands of the Bush administration we are hoping that they will do the right thing and act on it, bring this case to conclusion, and demand that, okay, this guy is old and he's been ruled mentally unfit in Chile, but let's have our own independent medical experts examine him instead of just taking the word of what happened with the Chilean doctors. And if he is fit under U.S. laws to stand trial, they should issue an extradition order, and then it will be, you know, between U.S. and Chile, whether the Chilean government would agree to extradite him to stand trial here.